Wayfair, a Boston-based online retailer, is expanding to the Berkshires in 2019 in a deal with Massachusetts that will see the company create 3,300 jobs in the state. Wayfair will receive more than $31 million in tax credits. 300 of those jobs will be at a new call center in Pittsfield. WAMC spoke with CEO Niraj Shah about the company's plans in the county.
We are the leading online retailer of home items, so furniture and decor, home improvement items, items for your backyard and your garage. We have the biggest selection. We offer fast delivery, great service, and that's what we are.
As it stands right now, what's the company's footprint in Massachusetts and around the world?
So today, we have about 12,000 people, and about half are at our headquarters in Boston. In addition to the location in Boston, we've got a lot, you know, over a couple dozen logistics operations all throughout the United States and Canada. And we've got a bunch of customer service and operations centers in Utah and Maine and Texas and in upstate New York. And then when you look to Europe, we actually have about 1,500 people in Europe. Our locations are in London and Berlin. We've got a large location in Ireland. So we're spread out all over.
You recently announced a large expansion here in Massachusetts. What's that going to look like all over the state?
We're committing specifically to open up a center in Pittsfield, and we're excited about that. It's a center that's going to open next year, early to mid-2019, and it's going to our plan is to hire approximately 300 people there.
So why Pittsfield? Why'd you pick Pittsfield for this call center?
Well, a couple reasons. I mean, one, partnering with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Pittsfield seemed like a great place in terms of strong local talent and a community that could benefit from the jobs. And then, frankly, it's an area that's personally important to me. I actually was born and grew up in Pittsfield, and so the idea of bringing jobs to that community was also very exciting.
So tell me about your origins in Pittsfield. What was it like growing up here?
Growing up in Pittsfield was great. I was born in 1974, and I actually lived in Pittsfield for my whole youth. So I was born in Pittsfield, but I also lived in Pittsfield all the way through my schooling, graduated from Pittsfield High School, and so I was sort of Pittsfield through and through.
As far as the kind of jobs that are going to be coming out here to Pittsfield, of those 300 jobs, what are they going to look like?
Yeah, so there's a variety of roles, a significant number of roles in customer service and in sales. But there's also management roles and the human resources roles. So we're going to kind of be hiring a full team there, and then we'll kind of continue to evaluate the footprint and expand it over time.
In speaking to one of your company's representatives, they talked about the fact that you're eyeing existing spaces in Pittsfield as opposed to building a new center. What informed that decision?
You know, so we generally will evaluate any options to figure out what makes sense. And if there's great space available, you know, we try to make sure we have great workspaces. If there's great space available that we could renovate and use, often that's the best answer. Sometimes in some locations, the reality is to have a great space, you need to build it yourself. So we've done that as well. So we're not predisposed to any particular option. We more or less, we pick a great location where we think there's great talent, and then for the real estate side, we'll just look at what's available and make a decision on what makes sense.
This expansion was accompanied by over $31 million in tax credits from the state. How did you go about negotiating how to work that out, that balance between investment in Massachusetts and tax credits from the state?
Yeah, so the way we think about it, I mean, we really appreciate that the state is investing to help us out. I mean, we're investing a tremendous amount. I mean, earlier you asked about the details of what the commitment was, and I think the deal with Massachusetts is hiring 3,300 new employees in Massachusetts, retaining, you know, just under 4,000 people in Massachusetts that we already have, and making a, you know, private investment that's in excess of that $30 million. So we're very much oriented around investing into things that create great long-term results. When a state is excited about that concept and willing to help us out with that makes it easier to do even more.
There's been a lot of work in Pittsfield recently and the Berkshires at large to link business and industry to education and business and job opportunities in the Berkshires. Do you foresee Wayfair as reaching out to colleges or institutions in the area to help build that pipeline from schools to jobs?
Absolutely. I mean, that's something we've tried to do in every community we're in is, you know, how do you partner broadly with the community? And educational institutions are certainly a key piece of that in order to facilitate getting great talent into the workforce, making it easier for them to be ramped up for the jobs we have, making sure that folks are aware of the jobs we have. And we're excited that we're able to grow at the rate we're able to grow at, but that's only because of the people we have. And so the key is to get great people. That then facilitates us doing great things for our customers, which then enables us to grow, and then we can go get more great people. It's a very virtuous cycle. And so to find great people, you know, you need to have a large recruiting team, you need to be in the right locations. But frankly, you need to get to know all, you need to, you know, educational institutions, other folks in the community that can be great sources for you. So you do need to invest into that.
Have there been any politicians in the Berkshires that you've worked with as you developed this plan?
We try to get to know folks, you know, in every community we're in. So the politicians are key folks. They generally want to help create jobs, and they can generally help us make sure that we get well situated in the local community. You mentioned educational institutions. Those are really key as great ways that we can get talent into our business. But then we also get to know other businesses that are local. Often you can share best practices and tips. And so there's a whole sort of effort to really get to know all the constituents.
As far as a timeline, what's it look like for the development of the center into 2019?
So we're working on the detailed plan right now, but the timeline is sort of opening the center in sort of mid-2019, mid to late 2019. We want to start hiring in early to mid-2019 to kind of ramp up for that start. And so we're starting now in terms of, getting our plans together, identifying the real estate, things that you need to do before you can even do the hiring.
What are your observations about the Berkshires as a community for businesses?
Well, I think there's a great opportunity there. The quality of life is great. It's an area that folks really enjoy visiting and living in. And so if you can create jobs that enable folks who live there to really, you know, be part of a great organization, make a good living, it really is a great setup. And so we're pretty excited about this, about the new center and about the opportunities we have.